Well, it seems a new exhibition at the Canadian Museum of Science and Technology is a little too hot for Ottawa. Even before it opened to the public, critics were calling it titillating, voyeurism, and even soft porn. A spokesperson for the Minister of Canadian Heritage, James Moore, has gone so far as to call the show an insult to taxpayers this week. The exhibit is called Sex, a Tell-All Exhibition. It was created by a team of pediatricians, psychologists, sexologists, and public health experts, and has already been displayed at science museums in Montreal and Regina. No controversy there, but the exhibition includes full frontal nude photos, frank discussion of where babies come from, the physiology of sexual pleasure, sexually transmitted infections, birth control, as well as personal accounts of coming out as gay and lesbian. It has also prompted a wave of response from critics who argue the show is just too explicit and too focused on personal satisfaction rather than discussing sex in the context of a permanent relationship, quote unquote. Joining me to talk about this is one of those critics. Andrea Morozik is with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, and she joins me from our Ottawa studio. Hello, Andrea.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on the show. You saw the preview of Sex, a Tell-All Exhibition and wrote about it in the Ottawa Citizen. Can you briefly outline your main concerns about this show?
Sure. I think that my main concern comes down to the fact that there is a lot of good information in the exhibition, but within that good information, there is a lot of opinion that could be presented to youth as fact, and there is a lot of, to be frank, explicitly displayed information. There is some misinformation, and the concern is around the mixing and mingling of those things. So certainly not saying that it's all bad, but when youth walk into a museum that is an official source of information and see this information displayed in a highly visual manner, I think that there could be some cause for concern.
So you point out in your piece in The Citizen that a lot of the information about sexuality that's in this exhibition is already being taught in public schools. That would seem to indicate that there shouldn't be a reason you would object to this, but I guess you're saying in this case it's polemical, in the case there's too much opinion for you?
There's a tabloid nature to this exhibition. They're trying, I think, to be deliberately provocative to pull people into the museum. We did talk to the director of public relations, who as much as said that they want to get in the teen demographic. I would also add that I think that at this point it's a good point for parents to consider what their children are being taught at school. So me saying that this is not news is true. I believe this is what the ethos of our sex ed today is. And I think that it's time to sit back and ask whether it's the right ethos.
You don't necessarily like what sex ed is being taught in public schools. Anyway.
Well, this manner of anything goes, and if you feel like it, do it, is a troubling thing, I think, for many parents. And we only went to see the exhibition because we got quite a few complaints. So off we went to see it for ourselves. Can't comment unless you see it, right?
And just as a sidebar, the Canadian Museum of Science and Technology has raised the age for unaccompanied admission from 12 to 16 and removed a video about masturbation. I take it those changes are not enough to address your concerns.
Well, I wrote in the Ottawa Citizen about the erogenous zones, find the 10 erogenous zones on life-size nude models that are anatomically correct in a darkened room with a video loop of intimate kissing going on in the background. That's the kind of environment that I felt was troubling and difficult. And the takeaway, I think, is that sex is physical, that sex is a biomechanical thing. And I would just cite, we got another letter now saying, why are you involved at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada? I find it terribly offensive. This exhibit is about sex, period. And then the letter writer named Andrew says, this has nothing in caps to do with family and marriage. And I won't do this, of course, but I'm tempted to write back and say, you're kidding, right? Like, seriously, is this what our sex ed classes have led us to, a stage where we see zero connection between family and sex?
Let me try and pick up on that in a couple of minutes. First, I want to bring in a voice here. We asked Louise Julia Bertrand of the Montreal Science Center to explain the philosophy behind this show. She led the scientific team that developed this exhibition. Here's what she told us about the philosophy behind this exhibition.
There are many reasons why the Montreal Science Center decided to produce this exhibition. First, sexuality is of central importance to young people. They are in the middle of puberty, and they ask themselves many questions about it. Second, we are inundated with sexual messages. This creates a great social pressure on teens, and it's not always easy for them to make enlightened choices when it comes to sexuality. Thirdly, the risks associated with sexuality are important public health and safety issues, especially for teens.
That is Louise Julie Bertrand, a curator of an exhibition that's just opened at the Canadian Museum of Science and Technology in Ottawa. My guest is Andrea Morozik of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Andrea, that sounds like a sound argument. What do you make of it?
She says we are inundated with sexual messages. Now I would say that the Museum of Science and Technology can count themselves among those resources, inundating teens with sexual messages. It takes a lowest common denominator approach and presents hypersexualization in and as part of the exhibit.
So, really? Do you believe what we're seeing in the museum is the same as what you'd see on TV and in video games and in
yes.
and movies?
Yes, and in fact, there's a section at the end where they show those images, the hypersexual images, and ask teens to contribute their own photos, what they see from around them. That would have been a good opportunity to challenge teens to create advertisements that were non-sexual in nature. There would have been room for a number of different creative assignments at that point that would not have relied on snapping shots of, H&M ads or Calvin Klein, the hypersexual things that we do see all around us all the time.
Okay. Louise Julie Bertrand also warned about the potential consequences of not providing this kind of information the way they do in this exhibition. Take a listen.
As I mentioned before, teens ask themselves many questions on sexuality, and they will go where they can to find the answers. That means going on the web. That means talking with their friends in the schoolyard. And the info they find from those sources of information is not necessarily reliable. We feel that the Science Center or the Science Museum is a safe place to learn about sex, and teens trust us to supply them with relevant and accurate information.
Again, that's Louise Julie Bertrand. Andrea, I mean, certainly there are people who agree with you, as you've said, and there are a lot of people who disagree with you. This show won a prestigious award last year from the Canadian Association of Science Centres. It was developed by leading experts in public health, adolescent pediatrics, and sexology. What evidence do you have that their approach is wrong?
Well, for social science, and there's some hard science in the museum, and then there's some, as I've mentioned before, opinion in social science, in the field of the social sciences. For every expert opinion, there is an equal and opposite expert opinion to be found. I'm just joking. That's not an actual law, but certainly I feel that they relied heavily on one side of the equation. Research does show that having lots of sex prior to marriage is not a way to get to marriage, and we have polls showing that many youth, upwards of 90%, do want to get married. So there's that they don't refer to. There's some misinformation and talking about if you're drunk or high, you should use caution. They don't say stop. So you have teenagers who aren't world-renowned for making really well-thought-out decisions to begin with. Now they're drunk or high, and they're just supposed to use caution in their sexual choices at that point. So I think that the messaging behind it is slightly dangerous in places. And again, it's skewed. I don't know the sexologists and the psychologists and the pediatricians, everybody putting it together, didn't come to some of the parents, I think, that would have concerns about this.
In your piece for the Ottawa Citizen, you write that this exhibition presents, and I'm quoting you, a world of sex without privacy, intimacy, or connection. Nothing is sacred, everything is physical, and sex is more or less expected. This is what you said earlier, especially in terms of the lack of ideas around family, etc. Okay, but this is a scientific exhibition that's about physiology, right? Should it really be up to a science museum to talk about the sacred aspects of sexuality? Isn't that a job for the parents based on their private beliefs?
Absolutely. And so if it was going to be a science exhibit, then they should have left out all the discussions of one-night stands, hookups, I have sex whenever I want to. These are some of the quotations. Now, to counter, they also had quotations from people who have been in marriages, but the mix and mingling of some pretty physical ideas, purely physical ideas around how to conduct relationships given through the voices of youth could be perceived as a sort of mentoring exercise.
And you don't believe that in order to access, to be accessible to youth, you have to sometimes speak in colloquialisms to adopt the language of youth?
Well, that was a youth speaking and on video, and they videoed a bunch of people talking about their sexuality. I definitely think this is not a safe place to learn about sex. You're in a public space, in a museum. Anybody can go there. You or I can go there. Who knows who's going there? The sort of titillating aspects of lights lighting up when you delicately touch a model in the right erogenous zone is highly provocative, to say the least. And I don't think that this is exactly my point. And we can differ and argue this, absolutely, but that is not a safe place for youth to go and learn about these topics.
Andrea Morozik, I thank you very much today. At the end of your piece, you suggested readers join the prude revolution. I look forward to having you back on to find out more. Thank you for this.
Thank you very much.
Andrea Morozik is the manager of research and communications with the Institute of Marriage and Family in Canada. She was in our Ottawa studio. I'll give you more information about that exhibit in just a moment. Q at cbc.ca, Twitter, Jean Gameshi. Back in just